Well, if you all could open your Bibles with me to John chapter 16. As we're doing that, I just wanted to share a few things for next Sunday. It is going to be that time of Resurrection Day, our Easter services next Sunday. We will have a sunrise service, Lord willing, if the weather's appropriate for it. We normally would have it right outside here at 6:30. Sunrise should be right about then. About an hour later, once that service is completed, we will have breakfast together. We look forward to that time of fellowship every year as we just remember our Savior in that way. And then at 9 a.m. we will have our Sunday worship service, but we will not have an 11 a.m. That day. So if you all show up by 9, you'll make it. I have to definitely make sure I remember to say that second service, because we'll be done by then. They're also normally on the first Sunday of each month, we have our communion service in the evening. We will not have that in April, so we will not have that next Sunday. We'll pick up with our communion service the first Sunday evening in May. So just wanted to share those things with you all. If you would look with me in John chapter 16, you know, the other day, and maybe you all have been getting, I feel like I get these more and more, you get messages pretending to be another company. You all get those text messages, emails. I feel like back when I first was old enough to get those kind of things, it was something so far out left field, you didn't even really think it was Prince something from Uzbekistan saying, send me money. And you go, I see that one coming from a mile away. But I get this one the other day, and it was really impersonating a company that we've used and done business with. And you look at it and you go, man, this is pretty professional looking. I could easily fall into that trap. But what caused me to nod is I knew the way that particular company did business. I knew the way that they communicated things. I knew the way that they did things. And it got me beginning to think about a lot of the different messages that begin to come about the Lord around us. A lot of the different teaching, a lot of the different influences that begin to come in. And if you look at me in John chapter 16, through these last few chapters leading up to this, from right about the end of chapter 13 through, you begin to see Jesus preparing his disciples for this time of him going to the cross. This time of him ultimately is, we remember, not just in this upcoming week, but at all times should be his resurrection and the great promises we have as a result of that. He actually begins to tell them in verse 7, he says, but I tell you the truth, which is all that Jesus tells us, right? It's all that God tells us. It says, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. It goes on to say that when he comes, he'll convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment, concerning sin, because they do not believe in me, concerning righteousness. He goes, concerning judgment, the rule of this world has been judged. He'll say in verse 12, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, there's that word again, comes, he will guide you into all the, what, truth. There it is again. He will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. If you look at me as well in 1 John in chapter 2, if you look at me in verse 26, it says, these things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. As for you, the anointing, well, what's the anointing that you received? The Spirit of truth, the Spirit of Christ. This anointing you received from him abides, remains, dwells within you. And you have no need for anyone to teach you. Probably is pastor that oversees the teaching ministry. That's probably a dangerous verse for me to go to if we don't take the context into sense. We know Scripture would not say that there's not a calling and a role for teachers within the body, but within the context is you don't need anybody to teach you to know truth from a lie. Why? Because we have the Spirit of Christ within us. He says, but as His anointing teaches you about all things and is, once again, true, is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in Him. You know, I thought back and was thinking early in particular in my walk, and I had come to the Lord, and I was still very young. I was a detailer. I was working in this setting, and I remember there was this gentleman that was, he was a professing believer. He would tell everybody that he was, and if you wanted to sit down for a few minutes, he was happy to have you over there and start sharing and telling you all that sorts of stories and things, and you would typically find people would go sit with him if they wanted to get away from working for a few minutes, because he'd fill a half hour for you. But I remember a few different times he'd call me over, and I had shared with him that I'd recently made a decision for the Lord, and he would start to tell me things, and every so often there would be something, and I couldn't have told you Lamentations from Ezekiel at that point. I couldn't have told you the Word of God. I hadn't been a believer very long. I hadn't even been in church yet at that point. I had just recently surrendered my life, but there would be certain things he would begin to share with me and tell me. And there was just something within me going, there's just something off. And I remember it would be a little while later as the Lord brought me here, as I began to be in His Word and began to be under Pastor Gary's teaching, and I began to see certain passages in discipleship, and I go, I knew something just didn't sit right. I hadn't had anybody teach me. I hadn't had anybody say anything to me, but the Spirit of Christ began to testify within my heart what was true and what was a lie. I didn't even know why I felt unsettled with those things. My encouragement to you this morning is that there's going to be many ones that will come about in your life. There's going to be many that are going to proclaim things. There may be some that walk through these doors at times that are going to tell you things and may pull certain passages out of Scripture and may pull things out of context. But if you've made Christ Lord of your life, if He's now living within you, the Spirit of truth is within you, listen to Him. There's going to be times that something could sound very good. It could probably appeal to your flesh. It could maybe be very, very close to truth. But if you know the One who tells you the truth, if you know the way that He speaks to you, if you know His character, if you know who He is, you'll begin to hear the Spirit of Christ testifying within your heart that truth from a lie. Listen to Him. Now, what I'll tell you is if one thing you see is there is one Spirit of Christ. So many are going to come and they're going to say, well, the Spirit told me to do this. And I'll go, that doesn't sound like Christ. There's going to be a unity in that. There's going to be a unity amongst believers in that. He's going to testify of truth in that way. So I'll always be very wary. You get one person out of a big group of believers starts going, I know something God told me. I go, yeah, might be careful listening to that. But be on guard. One of the things that as you read those passages in the Gospel of John, as he comforts his disciples and he goes, I'm going to the cross, but you're not going to be alone. He's given us his Spirit for a reason, to guide us into truth. Whether you've just come to him today, whether you came to him decades ago, there's the same Spirit of truth dwelling within you. He's going to testify in your hearts at times. Listen to him. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you today, we just want to thank you for, Lord, your faithfulness and, Lord, just no matter where we go, no matter what we begin to encounter, we make you, Lord, of our life. You're with us. You dwell within our hearts. You testify of your truth. And, Lord, we can have great confidence in our walk with you when we're listening to your voice. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for, Lord, these promises that you give us within Scripture that are so incredibly true. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If I could for just a second, I don't want to forget, and the Lord reminded me as I'm praying, many of you know Mary Jo was with us until a few months ago when she moved. We got word that Mary Jo passed away. And one of the things that was so encouraging to me about Mary Jo was she was drawn to the body of Christ. And I remember even talking to her in those last days that she was here in the body with us. And she didn't want to be apart from his people. And I'm so thankful to know that she's never going to be apart from him or his people. But I know she had a heart as well for some of the family that she was going to be with and some of her family members. And so we want to be praying in this time. We know Mary Jo's with him now. So we have great rejoicing in that. But be praying for the family in this time and how the Lord may use these days ahead.